The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ed Funston of KILR Radio in Estherville and Mike Hohenbrink of the Kalmar Courier. Ed, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, President Trump will address the nation tonight regarding his plans or strategy about Afghanistan. If he proposes sending more troops to Afghanistan, is that something that you could support?
The president's commander-in-chief, and my responsibility will be if we send people to dangers to defend our freedom and liberties, then I have a responsibility to give them all the tools that they can to get the job done. I'm not commander-in-chief. I'm in a position to fund a war or not fund a war. But if the president sends people into a dangerous environment, it seems to me I have a responsibility to make sure that they can carry out their mission.
Senator, also regarding the president, Missouri State Representative made headlines recently calling for assassinating the president of the United States. She's now facing calls for her to be gone from office. What are your thoughts on this whole issue?
Well, I think it's very, very wrong for somebody to advocate the killing of anybody. And in the final analysis, if she violated any law by doing it, I'll leave that up to prosecutors. But I think that it is wrong what she said, and it encourages the sort of violence that took place that brought about her statement. And the thing is, I think we ought to operate within an area of trying to get along instead of to have division like has come out of Charlottesville now.
Thank you.
Senator, in the wake of what happened in Charlottesville, there's been a lot of calls, and in some cases it's happened, of taking down of statues of Confederate generals and other monuments to the Confederacy. How do you feel about the issue?
Well, most of those are put up under state or local decision-making, and so I would leave it up to those folks to decide what they want to put up or not put and take down. I think it's an opportunity for us to actually put up some statutes that speak to our diversity and the leadership of people from the minority communities that stand out. Maybe we haven't done enough of that. But whether to take down a statue would be up to the jurisdictions that allowed to be put up in the first place. Now, it gets a little closer to Congress when somebody suggests that statues like that in the Congress that ought to be removed from the Capitol building. They're talking about the ones that have come. There's two from every state that can be unveiled there in the Capitol. And so it's up to those states who they want there or not want there. And so I think it would be wrong for Congressmen about those particular states, what they want for a statue of a person they're honoring.
Senator, reform of veteran services. Is progress being made with veteran services in this country right now?
Yeah. An emergency appropriation that the president just signed, legislation to make it easier to fire people in the VA that aren't doing their job, and making it easier to use veteran services closer to home instead of like in Iowa having to go to Iowa City and Des Moines.
Well, the Justice Department reached a settlement last week with the makers of EpiPen for overcharging taxpayers. Now, you've expressed some disappointment with that settlement.
Sure. We've had people that have looked at it and said that EpiPen cheated the taxpayers out of $1.2 trillion. The Justice Department settles for $467 million. I think it's terrible settlement for our government when there's so much wrong, and the wrong has been known since 2011 when the Department of Health and Services told Mylan that the rebate that they were giving was not the right rebate. So they were told, so the private sector did nothing, and the government supervising the rebate did nothing. So this just built up to a $1.2 billion bonanza for Mylan, $1.2 billion, and we only get back $467 million. It's outrageous.
Senator, look ahead. What can Iowans expect from Congress?
Hopefully, very soon, a decision on tax reform. We're starting on it now after Labor Day, get it done before Christmas. And almost simultaneous with that, we need to be getting a solution to Obamacare that has eluded us so far this year. And I'm embarrassed to say that because we should have gotten that done the first 2 months of this year and then moved to tax reform. And then after tax reform, it'll be infrastructure funding. In the meantime, there's some things that are near term that need to be done by the end of this fiscal year, September 30th. One would be funding government for the next 12 months, and the other one would be the ability of the federal government to continue to borrow money, increasing the debt limit.
Going back to the Charlottesville issue, a lot of people were highly critical of the President Trump's remarks about the issue, about being maybe insensitive with the remarks he made that seemed to indicate that there may have been good people there that were participating in the rally, the white supremacist rally. How do you feel about the President's remarks?
Well, I tweeted on this subject before the President even spoke about white nationalists being the same as domestic terrorism. So I think I made my point very clear. If I had to expand on it, I wouldn't have any hesitancy whatsoever to say that white nationalism or Nazism is something abhorrent, and you even hate to think about it, let alone talk about it, because it's so... Well, we know the history of it. It speaks for itself. And so I think in the strongest terms that I can speak out on that, I need to do it. And I did it through my tweet last Saturday, a week ago Saturday.
Senator, trade progress. Do you see any progress being made, especially for Iowans, with regard to a favorable trade situation coming?
Yeah. I think that your question would be most appropriate right now, that negotiations on NAFTA have begun over the 3 days of the last weekend, and it's going to be a tedious process. But I think the good news coming out of that is that nobody is going to tackle harm to agriculture by any of the three countries.
Thank you, Ed and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.